إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له من يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد. Once again, it's a pleasure to welcome all of you in our class of Aqeedah. Here at Masjid al-Tawheed in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And we're still reading the explanation of the Thalathat al-Usul, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala. Dhakar al-Mu'allif, Sheikh al-Islam, Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, Arkan al-Iman, fi hadha al-kithabi al-mufid, ووصلنا إلى شرح الركن الخامس الإيمان باليوم الآخر. الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى mentioned in his book The ثلاثة أصول, now the pillars of إيمان. And we're still going to continue bringing to you the explanation of the fifth pillar, to believe in the last day. As in the previous class, almost 2 months ago, because this class we have it before Ramadan, alhamdulillah, we began to read to you the explanation of this pillar of Iman. And precisely we came to the point, وَالْإِيمَانُ بِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يَتَضَمَّنُ ثَلَاثَةَ أُمُورٍ, that belief in the last day comprise of three matters. We brought the first one, الْإِيمَانُ بِالْبَعْثِ, to believe in the resurrection. We read to you that one. وَالثَّانِي الْإِيمَانُ بِالْحِسَابِ وَالْجَزَاءِ, likewise we read to you the explanation of the second matter, which is Iman in the accounting and retribution. And we continue tonight, inshallah ta'ala, Al-Amr al-Thalith, Al-Iman bil-Jannati wal-Nar. Ma'am Nuruddin, wa kadhalik, alhamdulillah. As tonight, inshallah ta'ala, we bring to you the third matter from the three matters that we should understand, and we all know as related to having Iman in the, or from Thamarat, actually from the having belief in the last day, actually having belief in the last day. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى الإيمان بالجنة والنار وأنهما المآل الأبدي للخلق. That you believe in the Jannah and the Hellfire. When you believe in the last day, you gotta believe in the Jannah and the Hellfire. And that they are the final and everlasting place of return for the creation. That the Jannah and the Hellfire, they are, not only you believe in the Jannah and the Hellfire, but also you believe that they are the final and everlasting place of return for the creation. Some of the people will end up in the Jannah, will go to the Jannah, may Allah make us anew from the Mameen, while other people end in the Hellfire. So there are people who will dwell and live forever in the Jannah, while there is others who will dwell and live forever in the Hellfire. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa al-afiyah. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله فالجنة دار النعيم التي أعدها الله تعالى للمؤمنين المتقين الذين آمنوا بما أوجب الله عليهم الإيمان به وقاموا بطاعة الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مخلصين لله متبعين لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then the Shaykh al-Uthaymeen, he mentioned that paradise, al-Jannah, is the place of bliss which Allah the Most High has prepared for the pious and obedient believers. Say Allah has prepared it for the pious and the obedient among His slaves. It is not prepared for the Arabs or for the non-Arabs, or is prepared exclusively for the rich. No. Doesn't matter you're Arab or non-Arab, you're rich or poor, you're black or white, a man or woman. Doesn't matter your status in this on earth, you're a king or you're a slave. Doesn't matter. The Jannah is prepared for the pious. You're an Arab or non-Arab, just be a pious. You're rich or poor, just be a pious. That's what counts. Piety. And obedience, to be an obedient believer, that's what leads to the Jannah. That's what the Jannah is for. So the Prophet ﷺ, or Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmatullah, says, so paradise, al-Jannah, is the place of bliss which Allah, the Most High, has prepared for the pious and obedient believers. Those, who are they, these believers, these pious, those who truly believed in whatever Allah obligated them to believe in. Those who were obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who sincerely worship Allah alone and followed His Messenger. That's what the Jannah is for. Once again, the Shaykh, he says, paradise, al-Jannah, is the place of bliss, of joy, happiness, which Allah the Most High has prepared for the pious and obedient believers. And we have ayat, ya ikhwan, inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Many ayats, he mentioned in the Quran that the Jannah is for the muttaqeen. إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Naam, there is many ayats in the Quran that shows that the Jannah is for the muttaqoon, the pious, obedient believers, those who truly believed in whatever Allah obligated them to believe in. Those who were obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they obey Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who sincerely worship Allah alone, meaning no shirk. They do not commit shirk. They don't pray for Allah, but then they go to a grave, oh so and so, give me children. Also, they fast Ramadan and make Hajj, but then they ask a human being or slaughter for dead people and the like. La. They sincerely worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who sincerely worshipped Allah alone and followed His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى في الجنة من أنواع النعيم ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. Paradise contains all types of delights and bounties, all the beautiful things, all types of delights and bounties, as it occurs in the hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahimahum Allah. In the Jannah, that which no eye has seen, nor any ear has heard, nor has ever been imagined by a human heart. Allah. Now, as a human being, we see things in this dunya and we like it very much. That which in the Jannah is way better. وَلَلْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. وقال الله تعالى في سورة البينة: إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. لأن الشيخ رحمه الله تعالى الشيخ العثيمين He mentioned these ayats 7 and 8 of Surah Al-Bayyinah, chapter 98, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Those who truly believe in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and worship Allah alone, and worship Allah alone, making their worship purely and sincerely for Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, establishing the prayer, giving the zakat, and obeying Allah concerning what He subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered and forbidden. They obey the commands of Allah, and they obey also the Allah by staying away from what He has made forbidden. Then they are the best of creation. Whoever does this, they are the best of the creation, regardless of their origin, regardless of the country they come from, or their color and shape. They are the best of the creation. Their reward is with their Lord on the day of resurrection. What is that reward these people will have who believe in Allah, obey Him, obey His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? An everlasting gardens with rivers flowing beneath the trees within them. They, meaning these people, these pious people, those who believe in Allah and obey Allah and obey His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and do righteous deeds and worship Allah and none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sincerely the religion for Allah, they will live and remain therein, meaning in these gardens of paradise, forever, and will not die. Unlike this life, a person die, and also a person may have a good job and lose it. Person may have a lot of money and go broke. Person may want to live a nice, beautiful home, and then he can't afford it anymore, and he receives a notice eviction. You got to move, you got to go back to where you come from, not in the Jannah. You get to the Jannah, and you won't die, and you won't go anywhere else. You will never be asked to leave the Jannah. Allah is pleased with them for their obedience. See, Allah is pleased with them for this, for their obedience to Him in the worldly life. And they are pleased with Him, and the reward He will give them on that day. That is for those who fear Allah. That's the reward. That is for those who fear Allah only and secretly in the world, and therefore do what He commands them and avoid committing sins. وقال الله تعالى في سورة السجدة: فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين جزاء بما كانوا يعملون جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. Sورة السجدة chapter 32 verse 17. So no soul knows what delights, meaning the good things and the bounties and the favors. So no soul knows what delights of the eye Allah has kept hidden as reward for them for what they used to do, for their piety, their obedience to Allah and obedience to His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَهَذَا عَنِ الْجَنَّةِ بِاخْتِصَارِ. This is briefly what about the Jannah and what the Jannah is for. The Jannah is for the pious, the obedient believers and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who worship Him alone, sincerely the religion for Him. They establish Tawheed, Islamic monotheism, and they stay away from shirk, and they worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they obey him and obey his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by following the sunnah and do not innovate. And they follow the way of the pious, the believers, mainly the companions of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for such people is the Jannah and what's in it from delights and the comfort of the eye. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى وأما النار أعاذنا الله وإياكم منها وأما النار فهي دار العذاب التي أعدها الله تعالى للكافرين الظالمين الذين كفروا به وعصوا رسله فيها من أنواع العذاب والنكال ما لا يخطر على البال. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, as for the hellfire, then it is the place of punishment. We seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from being amongst the people who go to the hellfire. Ameen. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala said, as for the hellfire, then it is the place of punishment, which Allah the Most High has prepared for the unbelievers, for the unbelievers, for the transgressors who disbelieved in Him subhanahu wa ta'ala and disobeyed His messengers throughout the time. It contains, meaning the hellfire, it contains such punishment and torture as cannot be imagined. SubhanAllah. Cannot be imagined. Even though we have ayats and ahadith that tell us some of the punishments that the people of the hellfire will be given. They're all in the fire and still given different types of punishment. As already the things they drink, things they eat, clothing they will have in wild and the hellfire and the like. That's why it's very important for us to repent to Allah, to make tawbah, sincere. Yes, we're human, we wrong ourselves, we fall short. Sometimes we forget about the death, and we continue on this life. We get drafted sometimes. We stay away from the path. Some of us forget about that, like we're not going to die. La yakhwan, this is serious. When you think about the hellfire, this is real. You don't want to end up there. No one in his right mind wants to end up in the hellfire. If you hear about a jail somewhere, not even a jail, an area, a place in the same city you live in, but there is a neighborhood that is evil neighborhood, bad people throwing trash in there, houses are terrible, no hygiene in that area, killing, stealing, drugs, all types of evil in that, would you move there? Really you move? No, you won't. You want to stay away from that zip code. You won't, in this life, you won't go to something that is bad. You see nothing but negative things. You can't go to sleep because people out partying, music loud, yelling all day, all night. It's not safe. And if you leave the door open or the window crack, forget about it. They go and get your properties. You get up, your window smashed one day. That's if the car's still there. If you leave your lawnmower, man, you forget it, in the morning it's gone. Your children play with the bike. If you forget it and don't put it inside the house, it's gone. Nothing stays. Now this is a real trash all over the place. Even the police can't go there. You don't want to go there. Well, guess what? The hellfire. is way worse than all this. It's the hellfire. Look, just the name is the fire. It's not like, at least that neighborhood, you got trees maybe, and you got, you know, you got water in your house, and you got a fridge, and none of this, you will find them in the hellfire. It's very hard. These punishments, it contains such punishments and tortures as cannot be imagined. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي أُعِدَّتْ لِلْكَافِرِينَ, Surah Al-Imran, verse 131. And beware of the fire which Allah has made ready for those who disbelieve in Him. It is ready. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهَ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا. We have prepared for the unbelievers a fire whose walls surround them. SubhanAllah. No escape. Whose walls surround them. And if they call out for relief from their raging thirst, they will be given a liquid that is black, foul smelling. Viscid? Viscid. What does it mean? Burning? That's what I mean? Viscid. V-I-S-C-I-D. And unbearably hot. Meaning it's no good. It's not a good thing. It will scorch away their faces. Burn the faces. Wow. What an evil drink. What an evil drink like this. Stinky.
Like sticky or gummy. Like
sticky and gummy. Viscid. Hey, see, that's even make it worse. Can you imagine if somebody like get burned by water, hot water? It's not like you got burned by sugar, cooking sugar.
Like glue.
You know, sugar is glue, it stick on you. It burn more hot. Water hit your skin and get off, right or wrong? Huh? You get hurt only by the impact of the water. When it hit you and it flow off. But if hot honey or hot something sticky stick on you, it sticks on you and it hurts even more. So these are people, Ikhwan, they thirsty and they ask for something. Look what they are given to drink. Look what they are given to drink. So we have to keep in mind this ayah 29 of Surah Al-Kahf. Whenever the shaitan wants to make something beautiful from those things that lead to the hellfire, from those things that lead you to be in this position right here, what would you do now? You're going to say, Allah, I can't. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. What an evil, evil drink, and what an evil resting place. Subhanallah. وقال الله تعالى في سورة الأحزاب إن الله لعن الكافرين وأعد لهم سعيرا خالدين فيها أبدا لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا يوم تقلب وجوههم في النار يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسولا الآن يقولون وقد دعوا من قبل وكانوا سالمون منعمون كانوا منعمين سالم الآن يقولون يا ليتنا أطعنا الله وأطعنا الرسول في هذا الخزي العظيم وهيهات هيهات. In Surah Al-Ahzab, chapter 33, verses 64 to 66, Allah has cursed the unbelievers and prepared a blazing fire for them in the hereafter. They will remain in the fire forever, and will not have anyone to save or rescue them. Can make no calls or nothing. Nobody will be able to rescue them. On the day when they are dragged upon their faces in the fire, they will say, Oh, would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed His Messenger. Now they said that. And in the dunya, alhamdulillah, they didn't obey Allah and obey His Messenger. They grow arrogant. They followed another path. Allah provide them with health, with wealth, with a pure life, with a good living conditions. They eat His food. They drink His fresh water. They breathe His air. Allah gave them sight, hearing, strength, health, children, and many beautiful things. But they did not obey Allah and His Messenger. When they tasted this great, this awful torment, now they will say, would they had obeyed Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى ويلتحق بالإيمان باليوم الآخر الإيمان بكل ما يكون بعد الموت. It is likewise connected to iman in the last day. Is iman having belief in everything that will occur after death? Who can remind us of the three matters that we just mentioned to you? Three matters related to having iman in the last day. الإيمان باليوم الآخر يتضمن ثلاث أمور. ما هي؟ نعم. الإيمان بالبعث. أي نعم. الإيمان بالبعث. أحسنت. To believe, to have belief in the day of resurrection. الأمر الثاني. نعم.
من النار.
لا قبل ذلك. لا. نعم. لا قبل ذلك. Before. نعم. أحسنت. الإيمان بالحساب والجزاء. To have belief in the reward and retribution. نعم عبد الرحمن. والثالث. الإيمان. الإيمان بالجنة والنار. وأن الجنة أعدت للمتقين وأن النار أعدت للكافرين. To believe in the Jannah and the Hellfire. And that the Jannah is prepared for the pious believers, obedient believers of Allah. Al-Muwahideen, Al-Muttaqeen. And that the Hellfire is prepared for the disbelievers, the unbelievers, the wicked ones, and the parodyists and the like, those who disobeyed Allah and disobeyed the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or all the messengers. لهذا يقول الشيخ ويلتحق connected to iman, beside what we have learned, meaning so you don't forget about this. You don't forget about these three matters, but just add something to it. Add the following to it. Connected to iman in the last day is iman in everything that will occur after death. مثل فتنة القبر وعذاب القبر ونعيمه. An example to that, the trial in the grave and punishment and bliss in the grave. Number one, fitnatul qabr, the trial in the grave. ما هي هذه الفتنة؟ لأن نحن نؤمن بهذا ونعرف هذا. We believe in the grave, and we know, and we've heard, and we witnessed actually people who died, and we know what we do with the dead people. As far as we Muslims, alhamdulillah, we bury them. We give them a Muslim burial. Yes, there is other wicked people, they burn their dead, and others do other crazy things. But we, alhamdulillah, for Islam, we buried them in a grave. There is a fitna of the grave. You think when somebody died, that's it, there's nothing happened after that, right? No, wrong. A lot of things happen after death. When that person is put, some people they say, oh, now he's resting for good. Yeah, right. Who tells you he's resting for good? Yes, we hope that he's resting. Other people are not. May Allah save us from being amongst them. I mean, the kuffar, they say that. The non-Muslims and the people who are ignorant, what they say? Oh, no. What they say? Now he rests in peace. What peace? And what rest? It's a fitna. Does fitna bring rest and peace? Does fitna and trials bring peace? Huh? فتنة القبر وهي سؤال الميت بعد دفنه عن ربه ودينه ونبيه فيثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت فيقول ربي الله ودين الإسلام ونبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ويضل الله الظالمين فيقول الكافر ها ها لا أدري ويقول المنافق أو المرتاب لا أدري سمعت الناس يقولون شيئا فقلته. The trial in the grave. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala says, and this is that the deceased, the dead person, will be questioned in the grave by the angels. This is from Aqeedah Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is from the creed of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that you believe that when you bury somebody and you put the dirt and you leave, now he's been questioned. She's been questioned. Angels come to that person and ask them questions. He or she will be asked about his Lord, his religion, and his prophet. Three questions. Tilat al-Usul, talking about the three fundamental principles of Islam. He will be asked about his Lord, his religion, and his Prophet. As for the believers, then Allah will make them firm. As for the believers, meaning those who died as believers. Don't you think that people turn as believers in the grave because they pour something on the grave or something? No. Those who die as believers in this dunya, they were believers and die as believers. As for the believers, then Allah will make them firm upon the true saying. And they will reply, my Lord is Allah. Who's your Lord? My Lord is Allah. What's your religion? My religion is Islam. Who's your Prophet? My Prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As for the transgressors, those who used to transgress against Allah's rules and laws, and they were disobedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya, then Allah will misguide them. The unbeliever will say, when these questions are presented to him, ha ha, I don't know. I don't know. Simple question. In this life, our children may be 3 years old, 5 years old, they know the answer. Man Rabbuk, Rabbi Allah. Ma Deenuk, Deen al-Islam. Man Nabiyuk, Nabiyyi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Who's your Lord? 5 years old, he can tell you, my Lord is Allah. My religion is Islam. My prophet is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now these people would not be able to answer. They would say, ha ha, I do not know. And the hypocrite and the doubter, those who have doubt, will say, I do not know. I heard the people saying something, so I said it too. Now, الأمر الثاني عذاب القبر ونعيمه ونعيمه عذاب القبر ونعيمه عذاب القبر ونعيمه the punishment and the bliss in the grave. Some people are punished in the grave while our people have having good time. يقول الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله فيكون العذاب للظالمين من المنافقين والكافرين So the punishment is for the transgressors, the hypocrites and the unbelievers. They will be tortured in the grave. They will be tortured in the grave. قال الله تعالى في سورة الأنعام ولو ترى إذ الظالمون في غمرات الموت والملائكة باسطوا أيديهم أخرجوا أنفسكم اليوم تجزون عذاب الهون بما كنتم تقولون على الله غير الحق وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون وكنتم عن آياته تستكبرون في سورة الأنعام Al-Ayah 23 And if you could but see, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those disbelievers in the throes of death, with the angels, now they're dying, they are the moments of death, agonies of death, with the angels striking them with their hands, saying, bring out your soul. Bring out your soul. This day you will be humiliated and punished for your unbelief because of your speaking falsely about Allah and your haughty refusal, arrogant refusal to obey Allah's commands, Jazakallah khair, and the orders of His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The JNH is silent.
40. Yeah, sometimes like the word left. Yeah. Mm.
So sometimes it's sound, but here is not. Tayyib. Jazakumullah khair. Some English grammar, by the way. Beside the point. وقال الله تعالى في آل فرعون كما في سورة غافر النار يعرضون عليها غدوا وعشيا ويوم تقوم الساعة أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب الترجمة بعد الأذان نعم the آية in سورة غافر النار يعرضون عليها نعم غدوا وعشيا they are exposed to the fire. This is concerning the Pharaoh and his followers. When they drown and they die. But Allah says they are exposed to the fire, morning and evening. And on the day when the hour is established, it will be said to the angels, enter Pharaoh and his people into the severest torment. Into the severest torment. وفي صحيح مسلم من حديث زيد بن ثابت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال فلولا ألا تدافنوا لدعوت الله أن يسمعكم من عذاب القبر الذي أسمع منه ثم أقبل بوجهه فقال تعوذوا بالله من عذاب النار قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب النار فقال تعوذوا بالله من عذاب القبر قالوا نعوذ بالله من عذاب القبر قال تعوذوا بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن قالوا نعوذ بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. قال تعوذ بالله من فتنة الدجال. قالوا نعوذ بالله من فتنة الدجال. حديث رواه مسلم. Also in this hadith, there's a report by Imam Muslim from the Hadith Zayd ibn Thabit from the Prophet who said, if it were not that you would stop burying the dead, I would have supplicated so that you should hear the torment of the grave that I am hearing. Then he turned, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his face towards us and said, seek Allah's refuge from the torment of the grave. They said, we seek Allah's refuge from the torment of the grave. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, seek Allah's refuge from the trials and turmoil, those which are apparent and those which are hidden. They said, we seek Allah's refuge from trials and turmoil, those which are apparent and those which are hidden. He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, seek Allah's refuge from the trial of the Dajjal. They said, we seek Allah's refuge from the trial of the Dajjal. وَأَمَّا نَعِيمُ الْقَبْرِ فَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ الصَّادِقِينَ. قال الله تعالى, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. سورة فصلت. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen says, as for the bliss experienced by the sincere believers in the grave, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Fussilat verse 30, those who declare that their Lord is Allah and attribute no partner to Him and free themselves from the false gods and rivals attributed to Allah, and they remain upright upon Tawheed, not polluting it with shirk, and they are obedient to Allah in whatever He orders and prohibits, then the angels descend upon them at the point of death, saying, do not fear or grieve, and receive good tidings of the paradise which you were promised in the world. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Waqi'ah, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُومُ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ فَأَمَّا إِنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ فَرَوْحٌ وَرَيْحَانٌ وَجَنَّةُ نَعِيمٍ. Why then, when the person's soul is leaving him and reaches his throat, and those of you who are present are witnessing, and our angels are nearer to him than you, ready to take his soul, but you do not see them. You do not see them. If you are exempt from the reckoning, why then do you not bring back the souls if you are truthful? So if the deceased was one of those brought near by Allah, then for him there is ease and fine and pleasant provision and gardens of delight. وعن البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال في المؤمن إذا أجاب الملكين في قبره ينادي منادي من السماء أن صدق عبدي فأفرشوه من الجنة وألبسوه من الجنة وافتحوا له بابا إلى الجنة. قال فيأتيه من روحها وطيبها ويفسح له في قبره مد بصره. رواه أحمد وأبو داود في حديث طويل. ثم البراء بن عازب رضي الله عنه that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a long hadith that's reported by Imam Ahmad and Abu Dawood rahimahumullah, is a portion of it, and this with regard to the believer when he answers the angels in the grave. The believer who answers the right questions, the right answer to those questions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a caller will call from heaven that my servant has spoken truly. So spread out for him a bed from paradise, Allahu Akbar, and clothe him from paradise, and open for him a door to paradise. He said, so its gentle breeze, the Prophet said, its gentle breeze of the paradise, and its fragrance will come to him in his grave. And his grave will be widened for him as far as the eye can see. Inshallah ta'ala, in the next class we continue by bringing the fruits, as the Shaykh Muhammad Salih Al-Uthaymeen rahimahu ta'ala, in every In the end of every explanation, when he explained the dispellers, يأتي بثمرات قال وللإيمان باليوم الآخر ثمرات جليلة. As for iman in the last day produces very great fruits. That's what we're going to deal with next, inshallah ta'ala, next class. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.